Yeah, thanks, Paula. Welcome back to our coverage. We are in the sunshine outside Milford, just at the foot of Moyle Hill, as you head into the village of Milford, and we're waiting the leading cars to make their way as far as the end of Stage 10, which is the start of the second loop on Day 2. The official cars just coming through at the moment. Now, there has been spits of rain. We did warn earlier this morning that there could possibly be a bit of rain come the afternoon. There has been spits of rain. I don't know if there's enough on the surface to make the drivers rethink their plans for the afternoon in relation to tyres and different things like that. So, but there has been wee spits of rain. We do expect a wee bit more rain later in the afternoon, but we'll see what happens on the weather front. If you've been following our coverage, you will know Callum Devine leads at the head of the field. Noel O'Sullivan on board. They're in a Polo GTI R5. They were the quickest over Knockalla and have increased their advantage at the top of the leaderboard to 27.7 seconds over Matt Edwards and David Moynihan, a Citroen C3. Edwards hitting problems on Knockalla. He had a spin and had to reverse the car three times to get back on the road properly and dropped about 20 seconds to the rally leader. Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble in the Polo are 16.2 adrift in third position, and Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes will be looking to make some inroads on Fisher in this loop in their Hyundai i20 R5. The Championship Series leaders are just 5.3 off the pace of Fisher. Another Welshman, Marion Evans and Jonathan Jackson in another Polo R5 are fifth overall for their 19 adrift. The Battle of the WRC Fiesta sees Sam Moffat and Keith Moriarty lead by 9.2 seconds from Declan Boyle and James O'Reilly. It is Fiesta WRC's battling there for sixth position. Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore up into eighth position, of course, in their Darien. And they were very impressive on Knockalla, the home patch, of course, off Kevin Gallagher. A time of 9:52.3 was the time for Gallagher on that stage, and he sits 8th overall, 35 seconds down in 7th place. Boyle is 12.2 ahead of Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy in 9th, but in his class 14, which is the modified section, he's 25 seconds on hand on the nearest two-wheel drive car, which is the Darien of James Stafford and Thomas Scannell. They are 10th overall, 25 seconds off the pace of Gallagher. Looking at the rest of the top 20, David Kelly in a Ford Fiesta is a further 13 adrift. Joseph McGonigal in the R5 Fiesta is 12th overall, another 14 seconds back. Declan Gallagher and Derek Heenan in the Toyota Starter rear-wheel drive, 13th overall. They're the third modified car, and if I do the sums off the top of my head, they're about 33 seconds, maybe 34, 35 seconds off the pace of James Stafford, who sits second in that modified section. Enda O'Brien and John Butler in a Polo are 14th, just 0.3 off Gallagher. Seamus Leonard and John McCafferty in a Fiesta, 8.4 back in 15th. Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty are in 16th, with Gary Kiernan and Darren O'Brien 17th. Gareth McHale and Brian Murphy are up to 18th. Michael Boyle, and Dermot McCafferty are at 19th. And the top 20 has been wrapped up by Mark Alcorn and James McNulty and their Mark II Escort. So that's how the top 20 sits after 9 stages of the Donegal International Rally. We'll soon be hitting the midway points of the event, which will be at the end of this Cairn Hill stage. Remember, Damien Tourish, we lost him earlier in the day. He had a big roll in the middle of the stage, which brought a stop to Cairn Hill first time around. Both Damien and his navigator, Donal McElhinney, both okay and were out of the car, but the car was too badly damaged to continue in this event. We wait to see what happens in the afternoon as the battles intensify at the head of the field and in the modified. Leading the modifieds, Kevin Gallagher by 20-odd seconds, a comfortable 25-second lead in that category at the moment as they head to Cairn Hill. But the man out in front continues to be the Derryman, Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan. In the Polo, they lead by 27.7. And listen, Paul, we'll be back to you with another update from the end of Cairn Hill for you real soon.